The scripture I'm reading is from the fifth chapter of Isaiah. Let me sing for my beloved, my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. He expected it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I expected it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and it shall be overgrown with briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his pleasant planting. He expected justice, but saw bloodshed, righteousness, but heard a cry. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We come to today's gospel reading, taken from the gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, verses 49 through 56. Please rise if you are able for the reading of the gospel. Listen for the word of the Lord. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided. Three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say it's going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say there will be scorching heat. And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The word of the Lord. Let us pray. Takiau, pagama mangi amai hokuhala I hokuau, hegu fakafalala pe iate koe hokumalu. Lead me, Lord. Lead me in your righteousness. Make thy way plain before my face. For it is thou, Lord only, that makest me dwell in safety. Amen. We just heard the gospel, verse 49. Jesus says, I have come to send fire upon the earth. Now, what is the meaning of this? Surely Jesus isn't going to send God's wrath in the form of fire to scorch the earth? Remember in the scriptures leading into today's lesson, Jesus and his disciples were among hordes and hordes of people. They're pushing, shoving so much, as they were trampling on one another. Now, during all of this, Jesus spoke to the disciples about hypocrisy. He gave parables of preparing for his second coming. Now, we are all familiar with the scripture when John the Baptist says, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the earth." John the Baptist goes on to say, "There's one coming after me who is mightier than I, whom I'm not worthy of untying his sandals. He will baptize ye with the Holy Spirit and with fire." When we think of Pentecost, we think of the Holy Spirit. We think of fire and flames. I don't know if you've noticed on the front of your bulletin the flames printed on there. And when Jesus says in verse 49 of today's lesson, "I've come to send fire upon the earth," he is speaking in the context of baptizing the earth with the Holy Spirit. The cleansing fire of God's Spirit, the purifying fire of God's Spirit. When I was a little boy, I used to love to try to stand on my head. I would always fall over, but try to get back up and do it again. And one day I discovered if I propped myself up against the wall, I could do it much better. But I could always use a little help from somebody. The inside of the house looks so different when you're standing on your head. The ceiling looked like it was the floor. The light fixtures were sticking out from the floor. The couch looked like it was going to fall down from the ceiling. And the curtains stretched upward as they were made of something much more rigid than cloth. It was the same room, but it looked completely different when I was standing on my head. The outdoors was even better. The trees grew down. The houses looked like they were getting ready to fall off the lawn. It's kind of like the words Jesus said during the gospel today. It must have certainly turned the worlds of the people who heard what he said upside down. How often have you ever thought of Jesus as the great divider? We usually think of him as loving, gracious, merciful, kind, peaceful, Savior. We don't think of Jesus as the great divider. Remember what he said in verse 51. "Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." The world we live in today is full of division, which is shown by the flip of a switch, the swipe of a finger, or the click of a mouse. People are tweeting, blogging, Facebooking, Snapchatting, and using all sorts of social media to get their opinions out there, rarely thinking about what they say before they hit the send key. Today's political arena is the most opinion-driven, social media-inspired process ever in modern history. And we get so much information in an instant without time to process and digest it. Much of the information we get isn't always true. And there are certain websites that have made an art form of parody, which seem true but aren't. It is hard to know what to believe anymore. What seems like sarcasm to one person seems like truth to another. But Jesus speaks the truth in our gospel reading, despite how difficult the truth was to hear. Maybe Jesus should have asked people listening to stand on their heads and listen to what I have to say. Those who thought they had things figured out, what it meant to have the Messiah come, the Savior of the world, the Prince of Peace, suddenly found everything turned upside down. Jesus goes on to say in verses 54 and 56, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, 'It's going to rain,' and so it happens. When you see the south wind blowing, you say, 'There will be scorching heat,' and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but you do not know how to interpret the present time." Clouds coming from the west, which is actually coming from the Mediterranean Sea based upon their location of that time, meant rain, and so it was. South wind blowing meant winds coming from the desert, meant unbearably hot weather, and so it was. Here today, we are blessed by the opportunity to look out to our glorious Rocky Mountains and get a sort of precursor of what kind of weather is heading our way. It's even easier to flip on the TV and get the weather forecast that way. Remember what Jesus said in verse 56. "You hypocrites." Now, the Merriam-Webster dictionary's definition for hypocrite is a person who puts on a false appearance of virtue or religion, or a person who acts in contradiction to his or her stated beliefs or feelings. A person pretending to be something he or she isn't. That is why the people during Jesus' time could discern the face of earth and sky, but they could not discern or understand the times, because they were hypocrites. Well, how were they hypocrites? Well, they were pretending to be people of God, but they were not. They were pretending to be knowledgeable in the Word of God, but they were not. Had they been knowledgeable in the Word of God, they would have understood. They would have been able to discern the times. From the time the commandment came from God to rebuild Jerusalem under the coming of the Messiah, they would have been looking for the Messiah because it would have been 480 years since God's commanding of the rebuilding of Jerusalem. Many, many, there's over 300 prophecies about the coming of the Messiah. Yet the people could not discern the times. Yes, clouds from the west rain, wind from the south heat, but the most important sign would go unnoticed. I believe we have these problems here today in our everyday lives. What do you think Jesus would say to you if he were here today? Would he call you a hypocrite? The Apostle Paul said, "Those who profess themselves to be wise become fools." How do I not be a hypocrite? Two things, in my belief. Live the word. But to be able to live the word, you have to receive the word. These two must go together. You can't have one without having the other and have that balance. Live the word by receiving the word. And how do I live the word? Well, in Micah chapter 6, verse 8, reads, "What does the Lord require of you but to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God?" Family, receive the word, live the word, and let Jesus turn you right side up. Amen.